Class 11th, Chapter 5, Laws of Motion. Summary. Aristotle's view that a force is necessary to keep a body in uniform motion is wrong. A force is necessary in practice to counter the opposing force of friction. Galileo extrapolated simple observations on motion of bodies on inclined planes and arrived at the law of inertia. Newton's first law of motion is the same law rephrased, thus, everybody continues to be in its state of rest or of uniform motion in a straight line, unless compelled by some external force to act otherwise. In simple terms, the first law is, if external force on a body is zero, its acceleration is zero. Momentum, denoted as P, of a body is the product of its mass and velocity, that is, P is equal to m into v. Newton's second law of motion says that the rate of change of momentum of a body is proportional to the applied force and takes place in the direction in which the force acts. Thus, force is equal to a constant into differentiation of momentum with respect to time, which gives us a constant into mass into acceleration, where the denotation of force F is the net external force on the body and A is its acceleration. We set the constant of proportionality K to be equal to 1 in SI units. So, the force now becomes equal to differentiation of momentum with respect to time, which comes out to be equal to mass into acceleration. The SI unit of force is Newton. So, 1 Newton is equal to 1 kg. Meter per second square. The second law is consistent with the first law. Let us consider a few important points in this aspect. The second law is consistent with the first law. That is, when force is equal to zero, acceleration comes out to be equal to zero. It is a vector equation. It is applicable to a particle and also to a body or a system of particles, provided F is the total external force on the system and A is the acceleration of the system as a whole. Next point is, F at a point at a certain instant determines A at that same point at that instant. That is, the second law is a local law. A at an instant does not depend on the history of the motion. Impulse is the product of force and time, which equals change in momentum. The notion of impulse is useful when a large force acts for a short time to produce a measurable change in momentum. Since the time of action of the force is very short, one can assume that there is no appreciable change in the position of the body during the action of impulsive force. Newton's third law of motion. To every action, there is always an equal and opposite reaction. In simple terms, the law can be stated thus. Forces in nature always occur between pairs of bodies. Force on a body A by body B is equal and opposite to the force on body B by body A. Action and reaction forces are simultaneous forces. There is no cause-effect relation between action and reaction. Any of the two mutual forces can be called action and the other reaction. Action and reaction act on different bodies, and so they cannot be cancelled out. The internal action and reaction forces between different parts of a body do, however, sum to zero. Law of conservation of momentum. The total momentum of an isolated system of particles is conserved. The law follows from the second law and third law of motion. Friction. Frictional force opposes impending or actual relative motion between two surfaces in contact. Friction. Frictional force opposes either impending or actual relative motion between two surfaces in contact. It is the component of the contact force along the common tangent to the surface in contact. Static friction, denoted by F subscript S, opposes impending relative motion. Kinetic friction, denoted by F subscript K, opposes actual relative motion. They are independent of the area of contact and satisfy the following approximate laws. that static friction is either less than or equal to the maximum static friction, which comes out to be equal to nu s into r, where nu s is the coefficient of static friction. Similarly, kinetic friction Fk is equal to nu k into r, where nu k is the coefficient of kinetic friction. They are constants characteristic of the pair of surfaces in contact, and it is found experimentally that nu k is less than nu, that is, the coefficient of kinetic friction is less than the coefficient of static friction. So that was all for the summary of the chapter Laws of Motion.